Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here. Interesting news. It's fine with Tyreek Hill coming up. So yesterday, I don't know when he said it. Yesterday is when I saw it. Tyreek Hill was asked about the number 10, and he was tipping his cap to Isaiah Pacheco a little bit on the number 10, but he did admit that it kind of hurt his feelings a little bit that they gave Pacheco number 10. I will say this. I get it. I appreciate his honesty there. I don't know if there was any intent there from the Chiefs. It is a little strange that a running back, and maybe it's as simple as Pacheco just liked the number 10 and they were like, okay, you can have it. But it's a little strange that after he left, they immediately give somebody the number 10. I don't think he was complaining about it. I think he was just being, well, yeah, for sure. But I don't think he was trying to make it a big deal. I think he was just being honest. He was like, yeah, that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. You know, I was number 10 there and they immediately give it. But I don't know if Pacheco wanted 10 or if they were like, you should wear number 10. Because it's not like it wasn't a bad breakup between the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill. It was as good a breakup as you could possibly have.
Yeah, but I absolutely have, you know, respect and love for Tyreek Hill and what he did in Kansas City, for sure. But I don't know if there's another player in the NFL that talks more about his former team than Tyreek Hill does about the Chiefs. And I think it's to the point now where it doesn't matter what podcast he's doing, what show he's on, doesn't matter. They're going to ask him about the Chiefs because they know he's going to answer the question because he is brutally honest. But man, like, I'm at the point now, like, if I were him, I would just be like, nah, look, I'm done. I'm focused on Miami. Like, there's no reason for me to talk about the Chiefs, no reason for me to answer any questions about the Chiefs. They're my former team. I got love for them. I love Andy Reid, love Patrick Mahomes, love all of them. I'm not interested in talking about them, you know, right now. But every single time, he's talking about the Chiefs. He's asked the question, but he's talking about them. And there's nobody that talks more. I get it, but you don't have to answer. And I'm not saying his answer was bad. I'm just saying.
I think it was like on a podcast.
All I'm saying is that, like, there comes a point where you're like, dude, move on. Like, move on.
He never will. You know, there are times all the time. He's never going to replicate that time in his career. For a lot of reasons, right? Not, I mean, one, it was a Super Bowl. You were playing with Mahomes. You know, you had your revelation there. Now everybody expects this out of him. It'll never be the same. It's that way for a lot of us, right? That first job and, you know, the people you came up with and all that stuff. It hits a little different. I think he's just, I believe this was just on his own podcast and he just to talk about anything. Including the other thing that came out that I thought was pretty funny is he told the story of how he got called out by Mike McDaniel after L'Jarius Sneed just sort of owned him a little bit. He said he called him out and basically said, what do we pay you in the game? Like, you know, dropping him efforts. Like, what do we pay you all this money for? I love that. And Tyreek Hill said he loved it too. He's like, that response to that. And that's the thing. Like, I think sometimes people like get their feelings hurt when they hear mic'd up. Like, you got to understand how these dudes are wired and how they talk to each other. And it's not that odd. And it really isn't that odd if you relate it either to your own. Like, if you're trying to get fired up and you really have a solid and close relationship with somebody, there are a lot of things you can say to them that you would absolutely not say to other people. And it's fine. And I love that inside baseball kind of stuff when you hear about those stories that are happening because you don't see them. Another thing, we talked about the draft, a thing the NFL does well. Another thing it does well, man, NFL films. It's a big reason why it is as popular as it is because they do take us inside that stuff. They've never shied away from that stuff. And so to hear that was kind of cool. But yeah, Tyreek Hill in the news a little bit. You know, the Chiefs, Tommy, some would say still trying to replace Tyreek Hill. I don't know that he's replaceable. We go back to that age-old question. Brett Veach last week sure didn't make any bones about the possibility of going up to get a receiver. Like that, you know, I don't know if they're, you know, playing mind games or what they're doing. They're not shying away from that possibility. And so it had me sort of wondering, even if Rashi Rice's off-the-field situation wasn't lingering, how prone to an early wide receiver do you think the Chiefs would be here? You know, is there room? And maybe this is, and here's what it has me really thinking about, is life after Travis Kelce. And I haven't really thought about this way when receiver has come up. Travis Kelce's not, his value in production on this team, whenever it is that he decides to be done, is not going to be replaced by a tight end. And you're talking about an organization that's had maybe the two of the three greatest, probably, tight ends of all time. Tony Gonzalez and Travis Kelce. The other would be Gronk, I think, for most people. But you've had those two. So you have, even with this rich history of tight ends, whenever he's done, it's not going to be a tight end that replaces what he does and his value. And that does have me wondering now a little bit, even if Rice was not to miss any games, how much value, even with Hollywood Brown there, right? How much value would there be to take a swing at one of these blue chippers? Now, you'd have to trade way up to have a shot at any of those three. Neighbors, Adunze, Marvin Harrison Jr. We're talking like probably top 10, I would bet. I don't think any of those three is sliding out of the top 10. And that's a lot. I don't know, but it is interesting that they're not shying away from that possibility.
Well, I do think that if they take a wide receiver in round number one, whether they stay at 32 or they trade up to go get somebody else, I think that when they do that, that will tell you, or if they do that, that will tell you a lot of different things. That will tell you how they feel, I think, about Wanya Morris at left tackle, if they think that Wanya Morris can be a starter at left tackle, at least for this season. You know, and of course, they could always go out and sign a veteran left tackle like a Donovan Smith for another one-year deal if they wanted to. But if they go and they do that, I think that will tell you a couple different things. I mean, I think at the front end, you could say, well, maybe they didn't like any of the offensive tackle options that were available to them at the time that they were picking. But I think more than anything else, we know it's kind of a deep offensive tackle class as well as it is deep wide receiver class. I think it probably tells you that maybe they scout out Wanya Morris to be a viable starter at left tackle. He didn't get a ton of playing time last year. You know, he ended up starting a couple of games when Donovan Smith was out with injury, but really we didn't get a chance to fully see what they thought of Wanya Morris, because the bottom line is that, you know, if they don't take a left tackle, let's say they don't sign a veteran, right? They don't sign a veteran left tackle, but they also don't take a left tackle with their first round pick. That would mean that they probably don't think that anybody on their draft board is an upgrade from Wanya Morris, who they drafted in the third round a year ago. So I think it's going to tell me more about what they think at left tackle if they take a wide receiver early in the first round.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, if they pick at 32, I don't think it really tells us anything. If they pick at 32, I don't think it tells us anything. I think they're just picking at that point. If they move up to take a wide receiver, I think it would tell us that they love that wide receiver, right? That means that that's somebody they really, really like. If they stand pat at 32, I don't know what it tells us about their overall thoughts on a player other than that's just a guy they like at that point.
But I also think that from a wide receiver perspective, if they do take a wide receiver in the first round, again, whether they stay at 32 or they trade up, I think it will be very important to pay attention to what kind of wide receiver that person is. If that wide receiver is a deep threat, then it probably tells you that the Chiefs are not super concerned about really the long-term ramifications of what's going on with Rashee Rice. If that wide receiver has similar skills as Rashee Rice, then that might tell you that they are concerned about his availability next season. So I do think that there are, you know, a couple of different ways to look at it. If they do go wide receiver in the first round, you'll want to pay very close attention to the kind of wide receiver that they're targeting. Because remember, they already got Hollywood Brown. You know, he's a deep threat kind of guy. You know, so do they go for another deep threat? You know, a couple names that have been tossed around a lot, that Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, you know, is a guy that has kind of similar skills as Rashee Rice. You know, there are others, but do they go the route of like Xavier Worthy from Texas, who's a deep threat? You need to pay attention to that too if they end up going wide receiver in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think they need it. They don't need, like, from that wouldn't make sense, the Texas guy, right? If you're just taking it for speed because you got Hollywood Brown. I'm not
talking about
sure.
If you end up drafting a wide receiver that has a similar skill set to Rashee Rice. At that point, then you pay attention to, are they concerned about Rice's availability in the season?
Yeah, his skill set's pretty. He's kind of good at everything.
Well, he's a yak. I mean, he's a yards after catch guy.
Yeah.
So if you look at a receiver that is a yards after catch threat, and there are a few of them in the first round.
But I do think there is a possibility too. Yeah, that he's replacing Kelsey. Kelsey's a yak guy too in this offense. I don't know what I think. I really do think they would just have to love the player, and they would view this player as a superstar if they go that route. And to me, it still doesn't seem likely. Right, it still seems like they would do what they've always done and take those guys a little bit later. I don't think outside of those big three, and there's a lot of good receivers in this class. I think there is a tier for sure, but I do think people generally like this receiver class. Just those top three are all potential game record type players, and I don't think they'll be in a position to get any of them. By the way. I think it's far more likely if they were able to move up that it would be into the range to get one of those tackles. But I do like the idea of if we see them move up, they're going to love that player, whoever it is, because they've always been perfectly content to just sort of chill at their spot and take somebody. If they move up, it tells us they're in love with the player. Different than taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire, taking Felix Anudike Uzama. You know, I think, though, if you look at those players, I think of the recent history, most people, if we're being, and it's way too early on Anudike Uzama, but generally speaking, I think people would look at those and be like, that didn't really work out. But the reality is they were just willing to sort of swing on guys at that point because they didn't really, there was, the risk level was low. If they move up, the risk level goes up some, I think. That tells you it's not just they're following their board, but they really love a player. And when they really love a player, Tommy, they've been pretty good when that happens, right? And Patrick Mahomes is the obvious example. So it's there. It's interesting. It's fascinating. And I still think it's going to be left tackle. I guess it could be receiver. They do have a need at corner. Like, that is an area of need for
them.
It
is, but then, you know, we haven't really seen them be active this offseason. Maybe they can attack it in the draft, but we haven't seen them be, you know, that active in the secondary so far this offseason. That tells me, and again, they could use a draft pick on a cornerback, and they probably will, I would imagine, at some point in the draft. I think they feel pretty good about Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson. I think they like them and the flashes that those two guys have shown alongside Trent McDuffie. So that may not be, you know, I don't think it's absolutely nearly as big of a priority as some of these other positions that we've talked about. Yeah, it's a downgrade in that unit because they don't have Legarius Sneed this coming season. But I think they feel pretty good about the guys that they currently have in house.
They do. I think they feel better about that than the other positions we've talked about. But again, if somebody's sitting there, like, it's probably worth thinking about. And when you're trying to play chess and not checkers, like, what if they could identify another great corner now, and then McDuffie's not a guy they'll have to pay down there because he's going to be even more expensive than Sneed was. They got a lot of options. It's a good problem to have. They got options here, so it's certainly a good problem. And we'll continue to look at it, and we'll continue to try and read up on some of these players a little bit between now and then. There are a lot of people chiming in, giving great perspective on some of these players. We'll do it. When we return, as we make our way forward, I should say, we'll talk a little Royals baseball, losers last night. You can watch our video stream on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. Good stuff there. You can call in on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Don't go away. Sports Daily, coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.